Joining us now from Carnoustie Sportswear, Marshall Mancillas, friend of the show. What's going on, Marshall?
Hanging in there. Never playing enough golf, but hanging in there.
I'm right there with you. I actually got to play in a tournament over this past week, so I'm actually doing pretty good from a playing golf perspective. Not necessarily from playing good golf perspective, but you know, I got to play, so it's always good.
Good for you. Yeah. Good for you. Yeah, my religion is every Sunday morning, and I do a little jonesing between Sundays. Yeah.
It's awesome. Yeah. Awesome. So, you know, let me ask you, before we get into the specifics of what's going on now and what you got out there on the website and things that are coming up, remind our listeners how far out you guys are always planning in the industry. I mean, how far ahead are you guys looking?
Yeah, well, on the menswear side, we're probably not unlike a lot of companies, and that means we're doing three things at one time. So currently, we are selling Fall 16 product. The Fall 16 product has been hitting the store since July, obviously coming into its own here as we approach the holiday season. So that's one thing we're doing. The second thing we're doing is, at the same time, selling into the shops Spring 17. So this is next spring. These are goods that will begin to start to deliver in December, depending on where you are in the country, January, February, March, April. So we're working on Spring 17. And then I'm designing Fall 17. These are goods that will debut in Orlando and will not be delivered to the shops until July of 17. So basically, we're always juggling three balls, the current ball and two forward balls, if you will. It's a lot to keep track of, but that's what we do.
Well, now, as you look, I mean, I'd love to have get a look at your crystal ball, because this is craziness. I mean, you guys promise elegant style and timeless appeal. How do you know so far ahead what's going to work? I mean, you're not a big enough mass market, you know, company to set the trend on your own. So how do you manage to stay ahead of it and respond?
You know, it's an excellent question. I think that it really stems from my sensibilities in the marketplace. You know, men's does not change as quickly as women's. We guys are a little slower moving, so our trends tend to be slower moving. But there are some definite recognizable trends in the golf business. And if we step back for a minute, we can see them. One of the most notable is that there used to be this dichotomy, very clear, between cotton goods and performance goods. And now there is a middle, and that is cotton with performance attributes. So what's kind of fun is that we're doing virtually three different products. We're doing an all-cotton mercerized product, which is high, very elegant, very dressy, a much smaller part of the market today. We are doing a performance collection, which has been so well received by our customers. So we made a reputation in cotton. So I think they were holding their breath a little bit as to how I was going to interpret performance. And we started doing performance in 14, and it's just growing every year. People love that we're bringing the Carnoustie sensibility to the performance side of things. And then there's this third emerging area, which is a cotton poly kind of garment. Companies like Beadratty, Link Soul, Matt Gray, Bobby Jones, a lot of brands are offering a hybrid product, I like to call it. And what is it? It's got some of the properties of cotton and some of the properties of performance. Without question, you make a few trade-offs, but it's a very viable product and a very nice product. So we're excited to bring in a third fabric. So that's just a quick little discussion on fabric trends. Styling is also trending. I watch a lot of golf. I'm out there a lot. And if you notice, things are getting a little quieter.
Yes.
We're coming off the brights. You'll see Dustin Johnson in, you know, a Navy outfit or a gray outfit often. We're coming off those Ricky Fowler brights. I don't know, because we're in a little more somber mood as a country, but we really are coming off a lot of that, which for me is good, because I've always thought, you know, and maybe this answers your question, good fashion is timeless. It's without reference to a particular period. I've never been a trendy guy. The brand Carnoustie has never been trendy. I think that my job is to take the trends and interpret them in a classic, timeless way. So, for example, we'll do a few chest stripes. We're doing a lot of self-collars. We're doing a lot of the things that you're seeing out there, but we're doing them our way, because our mantra is it has to be elegant, it has to be fashionable, it has to transcend from the golf course. We've always done those things very, very well, and that's kind of our signature. So, but it doesn't happen as quickly as you might think. I get that question a lot. Well, gee, is purple the next new color? Well, you know what? The right shade of purple is always good. You got to know how to use it and what to put it with. So, it's interesting. It's much more of a continuum than it is any specific little niche in the marketplace or movement in the marketplace. Hope that answers your question.
Well, yeah, I mean, as a Clemson guy, I think orange and purple are timeless colors anyway. But,
yuck.
I bet you do.
You know, and that's the thing I was going to...
eggplant and tangerine.
Yeah, that's the thing I was going to tell to you about. It's actually burnt orange. And so I was going to ask you about the colors. I mean, it seems like, you know, we can still have some vibrant colors. They just don't need to be highlighter, you know, or super bright. They can be some muted colors. And it's nice to see that those things are coming back. You know, you can always throw a nice light gray pant or short with an orange shirt or a purple shirt. And it kind of gives you that feel that you're still being a little more colorful than maybe some other people are being. But at the same time, you're still having that classic look.
And that's a skill. That's very much a skill. It's a skill for the person designing and bringing that product to market. It's a skill for whoever buys it and how they put it together. But we've always been noted for that. We've been noted for a lot of color, but we have our it's a lot of comments on how well we use color. And I think what they're really trying to say is we make color understandable. We make it wearable. To your point, in spring 17, we're using a beautiful color we call amethyst, which is just nothing more than a real pretty lighter shade of purple. But we mix it with heather grays and whites and blacks, and we make it understandable. And that's what's fun. It's notable, but you don't feel like a highlighter standing out there on the first tee. And that's interesting, and that's what keeps the interest in Carnoustie. We get a lot of compliments about our use of color.
Well, we're talking to a good friend of the show, Marshall Mincillis from Carnoustie Sportswear, and I'm curious about some of the cuts and some of the styles. We all see fuller cuts and then athletic cuts and then short sleeves, half sleeves, three-quarter sleeves.
Rory McIlroy tight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Capri pants, shants, if you will, shants and shorts combined. What's coming up?
Joggers.
Coming up? I mean, even Tiger brought in the sort of tighter, shorter sleeve to the Nike line to show off his pipes. I mean, what are we looking at as the next trend in cuts and styles? Are vests gone?
No, vests aren't gone. But here's what's going on. And it's very interesting. Today, our guys that are playing the tour have never been more fit. You know, they're athletes. They're in shape. That wasn't always so. Think of the names like Porky Oliver and this guy and that guy. I mean, they all had, well, many of them had a little extra pounds and partied hard and ate harder. Today, that's very different, as you know. And I think what's happening there is when a guy's in shape, it's not unlike a woman. He wants to show it off. He wants to let the world know that he's fit. This has to be done within the realm of tastefulness. Just like I talked about with color, fit, it's okay to have a trimmer silhouette, but to be done tastefully. You don't want a guy at the bar showing off his guns with, you know, two sizes too small that he's wearing. He's showing his pecs and his guns and everything else. It's got to be tasteful. We have this trend of slimmer clothing that is not going away. I don't see it in in the foreseeable future, because not only are golfers in better shape, there's a lot of people who are more fit today than ever before. And that's interesting. So for me as a vendor, what I have to do is make sure that I interpret that. But again, my job is to interpret that in a reasonable way. So what's happening with Carnoustie, and it's not unlike some other manufacturers, is I'm constantly looking at how to tweak and where to tweak our specs so that we can convey a certain modernness to our product and yet have the product be wearable and be appropriate for our demographic. That's a skill again. My gosh, if you looked, you go back and everybody likes to look at Tiger Swing in 2000, and those sleeves were huge, and the pants were billowy, and the sleeves came down to his elbows. I mean, that whole thing has changed. Another thing to keep in mind is that there aren't many ways that men or women, but especially men, can look trendier or more modern except through fit. So fit gives us, we take 2 inches off a sleeve, that's going to really change the expression of that sleeve. All of a sudden, that's going to look more athletic. So we can do something to the sleeve, but still leave a little room in the chest. You know, that's our skill set. We want our guy to look to be with it and look now and look current, but we don't want him to look foolish. And that's where the taste comes in, and how to govern, where to put it, how to do it, to what extreme, how severe. And you can even see on tour, there are various fits out there. Some guys like things super, super tight. Some guys go down and read a putt, and I think we're going to have an incident when they do that. But, you know, and so there are relative differences even within this whole thing of getting slimmer. But slimmer is coming, and slimmer is here to stay. And I will say this, that nothing worse than putting on something that is yesterday's news. You feel old. If it's big in the wrong spots, you may be comfy, but you're not conveying the image that you want to convey. So it doesn't have to be skin tight. That's not what I'm saying. But it does have to be trim. It does have to be rid of excess fabric and that sort of thing. And that's an education, and that's kind of a something that people have to get used to, both as a society and also wearing that product. But you know, we do everything within reason. Our guy is a guy from 25 to 55 or 60. We know who he is, you know, and we know how to play to him. I will say one final thing. Even within our own line, we have a couple of different cuts. We have one that's a little more generous than the other, but they're both trending on the trimmer side. Put it that way.
All right, so out on the website, CarnoustieSportswearOnline.com, you got some pretty good deals going on right now, don't you?
Always do. What we found is, you know, we've never really been a big website, sold a lot on the web. That's changing for us like it's changing for everybody in the world. We're very loyal to our golf shops and to our golf resorts that are very loyal to us. But through the years with my competitors and with ourselves, it's a wonderful venue to get product directly into people's hands. Maybe that shop didn't buy a particular style. There's a big demand for product that they cannot otherwise find in a shop or resort. So we're starting to build that presence. And part of the mentality is, why not reward our loyal folks? Why not, when we have some excess goods, or we're moving into a new season, why not give those loyal Carnoustie folks the benefit of that? And so, yeah, you bet. There are some amazing values on our website, largely because we're cutting out the middleman. This is wholesaler to the end user. So there's a lot of margin there that can be passed on to the end user, and that's exactly what we do. And Bill will really have a loyal customer base as a result of that. So, but we're not bashful about it.
Well, Marshall, man, as always, we appreciate you hopping on with us. Look forward to hopefully catching up with you down at the PGA show down in Orlando in January.
Looking forward to it. Yeah, that's our big deal every year, and I can't believe it's around the corner again, but please, we need to reconnect, and thank you for the opportunity to visit with you and some of your followers. It's always a pleasure on our side.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay.